Ezekiel chapter 40. In the 25th year of our captivity, in the beginning of the year, in the 10th day of the month, in the 14th year after the city was smitten, in the same day the hand of the Lord was upon me, and brought me thither. In the visions of God he brought me into the land of Israel, and set me upon a very high mountain, by which was as the frame of a city on the south. And he brought me thither, and behold, there was a man, whose appearance was like the appearance of brass, with a line of flax in his hand, and a measuring reed, and he stood in the gate. And the man said to me, Son of man, behold with thy eyes, and hear with thy ears, and set thy heart upon all that I shall show thee. For, to the intent that I might show them to thee art thou brought hither, declare all that thou seest to the house of Israel, and behold a wall on the outside of the house around, and in the man's hand a measuring reed of 6 cubits long, by a cubit and a hand breadth. So he measured the breadth of the building, 1 reed, and the height, 1 reed. Then he came to the gate which looketh towards the east, and ascended its stairs, and measured the threshold of the gate, which was 1 reed broad, and the other threshold of the gate, which was 1 reed broad, and every little chamber was 1 reed long, and 1 reed broad, and between the little chambers were 5 cubits, and the threshold of the gate by the porch of the gate within was 1 reed. He measured also the porch of the gate within, 1 reed. Then he measured the porch of the gate, 8 cubits, and its posts, 2 cubits. And the porch of the gate was inward, and the little chambers of the gate eastward were 3 on this side, and 3 on that side. They 3 were of 1 measure, and the posts had 1 measure on this side and on that side. And he measured the breadth of the entry of the gate, 10 cubits, and the length of the gate, 13 cubits. The space also before the little chambers was 1 cubit on this side, and the space was 1 cubit on that side. And the little chambers were 6 cubits on this side, and 6 cubits on that side. He measured then the gate from the roof of one little chamber to the roof of another. The breadth was 25 cubits, door against door. He made also posts of 60 cubits, even to the post of the court around the gate. And from the face of the gate of the entrance to the face of the porch of the inner gate were 50 cubits. And there were narrow windows to the little chambers, and to their posts within the gate around, and likewise to the arches, and windows were around inward, and upon each post were palm trees. Then he brought me into the outward court, and lo, there were chambers, and a pavement made for the court around. 30 chambers were upon the pavement, and the pavement by the side of the gates over against the length of the gates was the lower pavement. Then he measured the breadth from the front of the lower gate to the front of the inner court without, 100 cubits eastward and northward. And the gate of the outward court that looked towards the north, he measured its length, and its breadth, and the little chambers of it were 3 on this side and 3 on that side. And its posts and its arches were after the measure of the first gate. Its length was 50 cubits, and its breadth 25 cubits. And their windows, and their arches, and their palm trees, were after the measure of the gate that looketh towards the east. And they went up to it by 7 steps, and its arches were before them. And the gate of the inner court was over against the gate towards the north, and towards the east. And he measured from gate to gate 100 cubits. After that he brought me towards the south, and behold a gate towards the south. And he measured its posts and its arches according to these measures. And there were windows in it and in its arches around, like those windows. The length was 50 cubits. And the breadth 25 cubits. And there were 7 steps to go up to it, and its arches were before them. And it had palm trees, one on this side, and another on that side, upon its posts. And there was a gate in the inner court towards the south. And he measured from gate to gate towards the south 100 cubits. And he brought me to the inner court by the south gate. And he measured the south gate according to these measures, and its little chambers, and its posts, and its arches, according to these measures. And there were windows in it and in its arches around. It was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad. And the arches around were 25 cubits long, and 5 cubits broad. And its arches were towards the outer court, and palm trees were upon its posts. and the ascent to it had its steps. And he brought me into the inner court towards the east. And he measured the gate according to these measures, and its little chambers, and its posts, and its arches, were according to these measures, and there were windows in it and in its arches around. It was 50 cubits long, and 25 cubits broad, and its arches were towards the outward court, and palm trees were upon its posts, on this side, and on that side, and the ascent to it had its steps. And he brought me to the north gate, and measured it according to these measures, its little chambers, its posts, and its arches, and the windows to it around. The length was 50 cubits, and the breadth 25 cubits, and its posts were towards the outer court, and palm trees were upon its posts, on this side, and on that side, and the ascent to it had its steps, and the chambers and its entries were by the posts of the gates, where they washed the burnt offering, and in the porch of the gate were 2 tables on this side, and 2 tables on that side, to slay upon it the burnt offering and the sin offering and the trespass offering, and at the side without, as one goeth up to the entry of the north gate, were 2 tables, and on the other side, which was at the porch of the gate, were 2 tables, 4 tables were on this side, and 4 tables on that side, by the side of the gate, 8 tables, upon which they slew their sacrifices, and the 4 tables were of hewn stone for the burnt offering, of 1.5 cubits long, and 1.5 cubits broad, and 1 cubit high, upon which also they laid the instruments with which they slew the burnt offering and the sacrifice, and within were hooks, 1 hand broad, fastened around, and upon the tables was the flesh of the offering, and without the inner gate were the chambers of the singers in the inner court, which was at the side of the north gate, and their prospect was towards the south, 1 at the side of the east gate having the prospect towards the north. And he said to me, "This chamber, whose prospect is towards the south, is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the house, and the chamber whose prospect is towards the north is for the priests, the keepers of the charge of the altar. These are the sons of Zadok among the sons of Levi, who come near to the Lord to minister to him." So he measured the court, 100 cubits long, and 100 cubits broad, 4 square, and the altar that was before the house, and he brought me to the porch of the house, and measured each post of the porch, 5 cubits on this side, and 5 cubits on that side, and the breadth of the gate was 3 cubits on this side, and 3 cubits on that side. The length of the porch was 20 cubits, and the breadth 11 cubits. And he brought me by the steps, by which they went up to it. And there were pillars by the posts, 1 on this side, and another on that side.